She was born on the bayou, but she had to go. The Big Easy was a calling, and she couldn't say no. She hopped aboard a freight train with Slippery Pete. She wrapped up her bandana, went to New Orleans, had a box of matches and a can of beans.
She's real cute, she's got fur, she's a beaut,
Bella Benelinote. Marlene picked her up, but it wasn't for long. Was going to New Jersey for the end of the song. Now Christina finds her amusing,
she's real wacky,
and Daddy-O is real confusing.
Watch out, Zoe,
she's a puppy though, and jumps into garbage constantly.
Welcome to the podcast, Bella and Me.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Bella and Me.
Today,
you don't get it. You don't get the intro.
What?
Let me get to the point where I introduce you. Okay, Bella? Let's take it again. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Bella and Me podcast. This is Daddy-O sitting here with Bella herself. Hello, Bella.
Hello.
Oh, you just couldn't just...
I can't wait.
You're like jumping up and down.
Yeah.
Like you see that on-air light go on.
I love it.
That's all it takes. How are you today, Miss Bella?
I'm good. I have a concern a little bit.
Okay.
I'm a little concerned.
I had a sip of coffee there. What's the concern?
Well, I was watching Mama, and yeah. I don't know what's going on, but she was limping. What happened? Is Mama okay?
Oh, yeah. She hurt her foot.
What did she do?
She kicked me.
What?
Let me explain.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, she kicked you, and she hurt her foot?
Okay, before your imagination runs plumb wild.
All right.
I will explain to you why she kicked me.
Okay. She was mad at you, and
no,
she said,
wasn't
I'm going to kick
at
you.
Me. If you must know, I don't know if you're aware of this, because you're kind of in your own world 24 hours a day. Mama and I teach an exercise class that is mixed martial arts inspired. So she was
mixed
demonstrating...
Mixed martial arts?
Yes. She was
that like karate?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she was demonstrating a kick, and the top of her foot hit me in such a way where it hurt her.
Okay.
So she was limping around, and now, right now, the reason she's not here right now is because she's soaking her foot in Epsom salt. And she will be fine by tomorrow morning.
Well, wait a minute. She hurt herself?
Yeah.
Shouldn't she run to the doctor or something like that?
Do you know Mama? Or
I know her. Of course
Mama
I know.
Mama doesn't run to the doctor, no.
Okay.
You know, because Mama knows that she's already healed.
Oh, okay. Oh, she's already healed.
Well, do people who feel good go to the doctor?
No.
Well, why should Mama?
Her foot was maybe hurting her a little bit.
It was hurting her a little bit, but she's already healed.
Okay, well, I don't... Help me explain.
What's the matter?
Okay, so she hurt her foot.
Yes.
And she's limping.
She's limping a little bit, yeah.
But she's already better.
Right, because 2,000 years ago, when Jesus died on the cross, one of the things he died for was your health. So he became sick and wounded and hurt his foot because they put a nail through his feet so that you wouldn't have to deal with any of that.
Wait a minute. So they hurt Jesus in a lot of ways.
In a lot of ways. One of the ways was they hurt his feet.
Okay, so that because he took all that bad pain.
Right.
We don't have to have pain?
Well, being that you're a believer in Jesus, you believe that what he did on that cross was for you.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave you authority.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right before he went back home to be with his father, he gave you authority to speak to those things that are not of him in his name, and they will go. Being that her foot hurts, she commanded her foot to get better in the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. And now it has to get better. It has to line up with her having already been healed. So in the spirit, she's already healed. And as you know, the spirit takes precedence over the natural realm.
Precedence?
The spirit is more powerful than the natural realm. That's why they call it the supernatural.
Okay, so the natural is what we see and feel and taste
right.
and touch
right.
and smell.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's the natural. So what we feel, see, taste, touch, smell, and all of that
right.
is not as strong as the supernatural.
It's not even real.
The spirit.
The spiritual realm is more real than this realm.
All right, so that means that Mama's foot
right.
is healed in the spirit.
Right, the little pillow that you're sitting on had to exist in somebody's spirit, in their soulish area first, before you can enjoy sitting on it in the natural realm.
So you mean they had to think about it first?
Right. They had to imagine it. They had to make an image in their mind about it, yes.
Okay, so then Mama thinks about her foot being all better because Jesus already paid for it, right? Like he paid for grace.
Right. Not only that she has to think about it, but then she also has to say it. Doesn't matter how she feels, she has to say, I thank you, Lord, that my foot is 100%. I thank you, Lord, that it's better.
All right, so she says it and she speaks to that foot. But what if it doesn't happen right away?
How many times do I tell you to sit before you actually sit? Because you never sit the first time I tell you to sit because you're too crazed. It takes about 8 or 9 times. Do I stop saying it? I keep saying sit until you sit. I keep saying sit until you succumb to my authority as your master. And then you finally sit. The same thing as with a foot being hurt or a headache or a cold or anything like that.
So she just keeps speaking to that foot and saying, you foot, you are well. Foot, you are healed in the name of Jesus.
Right.
Foot, you don't have any right to be hurting because Jesus paid for that foot to be well as every other thing.
That's
right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so that would apply to every sickness that there is.
Every sickness, every relationship gone bad, every financial issue, everything in your life. Any kind of life issue. And if you know anything about Mama, you will also know this about Mama. Not only does she picture it in her mind and says it, but she also decrees it.
Decree?
She establishes it in the natural. She believes it so much that she puts a time limit on it. She says, by this time tomorrow morning, you will be better, Foot.
Well, doesn't Mama have to teach something tomorrow?
Yes, she does.
Doesn't she have to do jumping jacks?
Absolutely, and she's going to do jumping jacks actually better than she was before her foot bothered her.
Oh boy, I think this is fantastic! I like the sound of this! So that means that if someone is out there and they're not feeling good, they could talk to that feeling bad and they can make themselves feel better.
Right, but I just want you to know, the Lord asked me one day, what would you say to a believer who wanted to go to the doctor?
Yeah. What would you say?
I wouldn't say don't go to the doctor, but I would say at least do your part first. At least exercise authority over the thing. And then, if you got to go to the doctor, go to the doctor. There's nothing wrong with going to the doctor. It just depends on your level of faith, what you're willing to do and what you're not willing to do. Oh. Mama is not willing to go to the doctor, so she feels that the blood of Jesus in her life, where she's at, in her belief level, that she feels a doctor is a waste of time, waste of money, waste of energy, when she could just take care of it herself at home. So she puts warm water in a big pot with some Epsom salt, and that becomes the point of contact for her faith, that Epsom salt. She doesn't believe the power is in the salt. She just uses that as her point of contact for her faith to activate and bring about that healing in the natural.
It's not bad if someone has to go or they want to go to the doctor.
It doesn't mean they don't believe. It doesn't mean they don't have faith. It doesn't mean any of that.
All right. I see.
Just make sure you do what you're supposed to do.
So before they go to the doctor, they should claim and declare that they're healed because Jesus took care of that 2,000 years ago.
That's right.
So Mama would say, I've been healed already.
Amen.
My foot is well. My foot was well 2,000 years ago.
Amen. And you keep speaking that until your level of belief rises up, and boom, you see a healing. And you know what? That works with a bill that you think you can't pay. That works with a friend that you've had a falling out with 10 years ago. That works with any kind of life issue that is bothering you right now. You can apply the blood of Jesus on that and your authority, and boom, you watch something happen.
Well, this is really good news, I think.
Why is that?
Because it's so good. It's good news. So when they say, oh, you got to hear the good news, that's good news.
Amen. Well, I'm going to ask you a question now. When was the last time you saw Slippery Pete? When was the last time you saw him, last time you spoke to him?
Saw him?
Okay, when was the last time you spoke to him?
I spoke to him last week.
Okay. How did you speak to Slippery Pete?
I'm not going to tell you.
Why not?
Because that's my secret.
Oh, please.
I'm not telling you. Yeah, I spoke to Slippery Pete last week.
You guys okay? You guys still have a good friendship going?
Oh, my God. I love Slippery Pete.
How does he feel about you?
He loves me. Disney okay, with just, best friends.
Look, I'm just asking because I didn't know if there was some kind of rift between the two
of you.
Because I was going to say, we could apply the blood of Jesus and watch it get healed, and then you can have him on your show.
Oh, I'll have him on the show anytime. Yeah,
just make sure you tell me about 2 days beforehand so I can clear out.
No, he won't hurt you.
That's fine.
He's very, unless you have a cat. If you have a cat, I can't speak for what's going to happen. Oh, no.
What's because he eats cats.
He eats cats.
Well, I'm sure he can control himself in a day if he sees a cat. What? If he's going to be on a podcast and a cat happens to walk by, I'm sure he can.
Oh, no. I don't know.
I'm going to tell you right now. If you do a podcast with Slippery Pete, you, as the host, better be sure there was no cat around.
Well, all right. I could check. To make sure the cats are staying away.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
You're amazing, Bella.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, well, until next time, this has been Bella and Me.